Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism, stating that he wishes for everyone to recognize that the United States is in a better position than any country in the world to lead the world. The conflict between Israel and Hamas persists in the Gaza Strip. An Israeli forces spokesperson has indicated that the military offensive in Gaza might extend throughout 2024 as their forces prepare for an extended period of combat. Tensions in the Middle East escalated over the weekend when U.S. helicopters engaged in gunfire with Iran-backed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu remains firm in rejecting any calls for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Tsunami alerts have been reduced in areas of Japan that were heavily affected by a significant magnitude 7.5 earthquake and subsequent powerful aftershocks. Residents in certain regions of west-central Japan have been taking refuge on elevated terrain as the recent earthquake induced minor tsunamis. Various locations have reported damage, and local hospitals are actively providing treatment to the injured. California is making history by becoming the first state to provide health insurance to all undocumented migrants. Governor Gavin Newsom expressed to ABC News that he believes everyone should have access to high-quality, affordable health care coverage, regardless of income or immigration status. With over 2 million undocumented immigrants in California, experts estimate that extending health insurance to this population will incur an annual cost of over $3 billion for Californians. And a fatal shark attack occurred in Hawaii, resulting in the death of a 30-year-old man swimming in the waters off Maui. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
President Biden has reportedly been briefed on the recent clash in the Red Sea between U.S. Navy forces and attacking Houthi rebels. In the encounter, the Pentagon says U.S. helicopters sunk three attack boats with pirates on board. The helicopters had been launched from the USS Eisenhower and USS Gravely after they came under fire while responding to a distress call from a container ship early Sunday. There were no U.S. casualties. Ukrainians are marking the new year with a day of mourning in Kyiv as the death toll has risen from Russia's latest and largest aerial barrage of the war. There are now at least 52 deaths confirmed since Russia sent 150 cruise missiles and attack drones at targets across Ukraine on Friday. Ukraine did respond on Saturday, hitting a Russian border town with an aerial bombardment and killing an estimated 20 Russian civilians. There is a much-anticipated list of names that is set to be revealed in the new year.
The release, ordered by a federal judge in New York, could shed more light on who worked with or profited from prolific billionaire and alleged sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein was found dead of suspected suicide in a jail cell in 2019. Thus far, since details of Epstein's alleged crimes have come to light, the list of 180 names has remained mostly redacted and out of the public eye. U.S. District Judge Judge Loretta Preska issued a 51-page order approving the release last month. I'm Ryan Daniels.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that
sound? Well, welcome and thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. I'm Bill Martinez. This is the Bill Martinez Show, and we are live. We're going to be talking with an old friend. I feel like I've known Dr. Raleigh Washington most of my life. We've, have crossed paths along the way through our walk with the Lord and our experiences in serving the body of Christ. And it's really an honor to have him with us today to talk about his new book, One Word, The Cure for Hurt, Hatred, and Hostility. So no matter where you're looking, I mean, that's what we're seeing, right? Hurt, hatred, and hostility. Whether you're seeing on TV what's happening with Israel and Hamas, Palestinians, Ukraine, Russia. We've got something like, I believe the last count, about 32 wars right now active. On the globe right now. This is where we are. And Dr. Raleigh Washington, a living legend in the world of reconciliation, is going to be talking about 8 essential principles for relationship. Now, these are supported by real stories of empathy, intentional and concentrated work, and reconciliation and deep healing of relational discord, from racism and anti-Semitism to marriage. These concepts have been proven to break down the walls of division and usher in understanding, healing in unity. And I think we can all agree that is what we need. Dr. Raleigh Washington, good to have you on the show. How are you, sir?
Bill, I'm doing just great, and it's good to be back with you, brother. Let's fight the wars with the Word of God.
Amen. Amen. Because he is the answer. I mean, right now, in this modern, in a postmodernistic world, however way you want to identify it, has decided somehow they can do better than God. We're seeing the results of them having it their way, and it's not too good.
Absolutely. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. We've got toxic division, not just toxic division, all over, driven by false narratives. And when a false narrative is believed, it creates havoc. You know, it's a battle between Satan and Jesus. It's right. Like a war in Israel. It's a holy war between the God of Islam and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And
exactly.
The Islamic terrorists, they know it's a holy war, but I don't think we understand that ourselves. They're not.
Well, we kind of let this creep up on us, and in such a way, it's like that metaphorical story of the frog in the boiling pot. It starts out so easy until you realize, whoa, it's boiling and I'm getting cooked here. And it started with one important thing that you mentioned. That is the truth. The truth comes from God. If you eliminate God, you eliminate the truth. Now, guess what? You let go of all those anchorings, those moral anchorings that keeps the society together, and you bring chaos into the environment.
No question about it. Romans 3 addressed what you said, Bill. It says, let God be true and every man a liar. It's God's word that we need to indeed survive, to destroy the false narratives. It's God's word that will point us to Jesus. You know, it's everything.
Well, and the thing is we've got to keep asking questions. It's almost like we've got to return to our youth to a certain, you know, way. You know, Raleigh, because when we were young, we always asked our parents, why? Why? But somehow we become adults and we stop asking why. And we go along and there's no exercise of critical thought, critical questioning, and we just go along to get along.
Well, that's because we think we know it all. You know, as you mentioned, the book I wrote, One Word. See, that one word changes everything.
Yeah.
And I ask people, what is that word? They say love. I say includes that. Jesus. It involves Jesus. But the one word is relationship.
Exactly.
Relationship changes everything. Two greatest commandments, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. The second one is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus says in Matthew 22, if you do that successfully by loving God with everything, manifested by loving your neighbor as yourself, no matter who that neighbor is, what color that neighbor is, if you do that, you satisfy the law and commandments. That means you satisfy every commandment from Genesis to Revelation.
Exactly.
Daily live by that principle of loving God and loving your neighbor as yourself. Relationship with God, relationship with neighbors. That'll change everything.
Well, it's key to God's infrastructure, Raleigh, I've always said, because, you know, you think about how God created the heavens and the earth.
Yeah.
Theoretical. I mean, when you read the Old Testament and God, you know, if he's talking to Moses or, you know, talking to David and Solomon about, you know, the design of a temple, it's down to the micro inch. Everything is specific and exact. It's not like, you know, loosey goosey. Well, you can kind of do it this way. If you have 11 or 12, you know, hooks to, you know, hook. No, it is all very specific. So if God is that specific in building his temple and with everything else that we know about God, he is specific about the things that are essential, that are what I call the infrastructure, that key element that he told Cain about. He said, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Right?
Yeah. Well, you know, interesting. What you said is so right. To me, 3 weeks ago, my wife, my daughter, my baby daughter, and two of my grandkids, son-in-law, and I went to the Ark Encounter in Kentucky.
Oh, isn't that cool?
We saw the Ark.
Yeah.
And Phil, you were describing how exacting God is. You can't walk through there and not know that there's a God. Noah did what God told him to do. I mean, inch by inch, built the thing. It's more than a half a block long, got three decks on it. And even with all of the animals in it, you know, there were draws under the animals to take care of how to feed them, take care of the waste. I mean, God was so precise. I mean, Noah didn't know what an ark or a boat was. He just followed the instruction for the Lord bit by bit. It took him 120 years to build it. And for 120 years, he evangelized, got not one convert other than his family, and things started all over again. But I say that just to validate your comment that God makes no mistakes. He is precise. If we follow his word, we've got it made.
Exactly. And here we are in this fallen world, you know, dealing probably at a time, Raleigh, that we're closer to the last of the last days than we've ever been. And we look at the signs and we say, okay, Lord, you know, if this is your will, then come, Maranatha. And should you tarry, then what are my marching orders? What are the precise things that you need me to do in order to fulfill, you know, your purpose and what your intent is for this fallen world as we head into the final chapter of the book of Revelations?
Well, you know, just to validate what you were just saying about how close things are, Zechariah 12 says this, every nation will turn against Israel.
Mm-hmm.
It says when you touch Israel, you'll be injured. It'll be like a heavy stone.
Exactly.
It says that, and when the nations turn against Israel, God says, I'm going to take up and I'm going to fight the battle. Now, let me tell you how close we are to that. About 3.5 weeks ago, I heard the president, not Netanyahu, the prime minister, but the president, say that there's only one nation that consistently stands with us, and that's the United States of America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
With Mark Shaw, his book Collateral Damage, and he's revealing, you know, some new information, but we're getting the whole backstory as it's all coming together. And I appreciate you taking the time here, Mark, and pulling this together so that we can, you know, understand. I think there's still so much more to be understood about what happened with the JFK assassination. You and I and millions of people around the world were disappointed when President Trump, he was supposed to release all of the information regarding the JFK because it was sealed until a specific time. That due date had come. It had expired. He released about 50%, and something stopped him, Mark. And I don't know specifically, but something stopped him from releasing what another 50%, still millions of documents remaining regarding the JFK assassination, right?
Yes, and, you know, Biden hasn't released all of it either, so it's a two-way story there.
Yeah.
What I wanted to do to give some context to all of this, go back to when the JFK assassination happened. All right, and we'll talk about Dorothy Kilgallen and her reaction and her investigation for 18 months. But you've got to, I want to get into the mind of J. Edgar Hoover, because JFK is dead. And I think Dorothy knew through her investigation that Hoover said to himself, oh, wait a minute, they're going to blame this on me. They're going to blame this on the FBI. We should have stopped this from happening. Mm-hmm. So if you buy that, and I think it makes common sense, what is he going to do? He's going into protect mode. The first thing he did was to confiscate all of the Dallas Police Department files on the assassination. And Dorothy Kilgallen found that out when she interviewed the police chief, Jess Curry. We'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So he confiscates those and he sends them off to the Bureau in Washington, D.C., because the Dallas Police Department wanted to go ahead and investigate. He didn't want that to happen.
Well, it was their purview, wasn't it? I mean, it should have been investigated by the Dallas police.
Well, yeah, and you're going to just be shocked at this next thing. The next thing he did was he stole JFK's body. He basically stole it at the hospital at Parkland. Mm-hmm. And before they could do any autopsy there, he shipped it off to Washington, D.C., where they did the autopsy. In fact, Cyril Weck, who would be a great guest for you, the forensic scientist,
right,
told me he has examined the autopsy and all that. The worst one he's ever seen in 60,000 of them he's seen.
Wow.
So they do that, so there's no autopsy. So he's now, you know, and all, at the same time he's shouting, Oswald alone to the world. So he's controlling things. He tells the Justice Department, we must convince the American people that Oswald acted alone and with no one else. So he's sealing off all the loose ends here. And then what does he do? Well, he decides that, wait a minute, I hear the Congress is going to investigate the JFK assassination. I hear that the Texas Attorney General is going to investigate, and I have proof of that happening. Mm-hmm. Well, he talks it over with his buddy LBJ, and they say that we can't let that happen. And the excuse that he uses for going ahead with a federal investigation, get this, is that the JFK assassination is not a state crime. And obviously it was.
Yes.
But he doesn't want it investigated there. So what do they do next? They get together and they say, well, we need a commission to look into this. Let's put together a group of people. We'll get Earl Warren, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. That'll give it validity. And then we'll start putting people on the commission. And you got to remember, Dorothy Kilgallen is now on the job back there, as we will talk about.
Right.
After she learned of JFK's death. So she's watching all this happen. And the one that really stuck out with me, and your viewers will really be interested because we're going to refer to this photo a couple times. This is the Warren Commission here, right here.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Right. Mm-hmm.
And so what does he do? Well, the first one that stuck out for me was he appointed Alan Dulles. Mm-hmm. Well, if you know, Alan Dulles was a former CIA director who had been fired by JFK 2 years earlier. What in the world is he doing? And we'll explain why he was on there. Investigating JFK's death, who he hated, in fact. He didn't care for him at all. Second, of course, LBJ is on there, and so as the president. Then we go to Gerry Ford. And there are audio tapes. You know, I do my research. There's audio tapes out there at the National Archives that indicate the conversations that LBJ and Hoover had about who to put on the commission.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll put Dulles on there because we know we can control him and he'll protect the CIA.
Right.
Let's put Gerry Ford on there. And to use one of the cliches, LBJ says to Hoover, well, you know, he can't think and chew gum at the same time. So we know we can control him.
Right.
All right. So then they put on a couple other people. They put on Hale Boggs, who they think they can represent. They think they can control from Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And then they made two mistakes. But nobody ever picked up on the two mistakes until I got all this new information through Morris Wolf and Dorothy. John Sherman Cooper, the Republican from Kentucky, mm-hmm. and Richard Russell from Georgia. So Dorothy then, is knowledgeable all this. She's quizzical about it. She writes these columns that we'll talk about, Oswald file must not close, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the members, Cooper and Russell, are starting to object to what's going on with the assassination investigation. In fact, I have a letter that Cooper wrote in early December to LBJ. I want to resign from the Warren Commission. I can't feel like I'm doing my job if I'm not even invited when some of the witnesses are going to appear, like Lee Harvey Oswald's brother.
You're kidding. They were eliminated from.
Yeah, they did, because Hoover is figuring out he can't control Cooper and Russell. So he didn't send a letter. He decided that LBJ talked him into not doing so. But the first document that I found was on December 5th, 1963. It's a United States Senate memorandum that Russell wrote to LBJ. Mm-hmm. Something strange is happening. Warren and Katzenbach, and by the way, that's Nicholas Katzenbach, who was the acting attorney general. They put him as an advisor to the commission to protect the Kennedys. They didn't want to know about the fixing the 60 election. They didn't want to know about what I have proven, that Bobby Kennedy was involved in Marilyn Monroe's death. So they got Katzenbach on there.
Right.
And the FBI, and they are apparently, and others, planning to show only one even considered to kill JFK. That is Lee Harvey Oswald. So that's the first indication on a document that I found. But then it gets much worse, because you're going to hear about documents being destroyed, committee meetings not being recorded. And the first one was September 18th, 1964. This document from Senator Richard Russell's oral history at the University of Georgia. And here's what it says. Richard Russell forced a final executive session. Now, this is 6 days before the final report is issued, Bill.
Right. Yeah.
Richard Russell forced a final executive session of the Warren Commission. His main agenda was to present his prepared dissent document and refuse to sign the commission report unless the dissent was included. After presenting his concerns, Russell was joined in dissent by Senator John Sherman Cooper and, to a lesser extent, Representative Boggs. In an oral history conducted late in his life, Senator Cooper recalled that Russell's well-seasoned opinion had great influence on Cooper's own conclusion. Like Russell, Cooper was very impressed by the strong and compelling testimony of Governor Connally, and thus was willing to follow Russell's lead in rejecting the single bullet theory and the Oswald alone theory.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got these two gentlemen who organize, especially Russell, this executive committee meeting where they talk about this dissent. And what comes out of that meeting is LBJ and Hoover promising these two senators that the dissent will be in there. And I want to talk about the implications if it would have been in there in a little bit.
Hang on 1 second. Let me ask you real quick. So even Connally didn't believe ultimately with the Warren Commission's report.
What they're saying in here is that the testimony by Connally, mm-hmm. let them believe that there wasn't, it didn't make sense, the single bullet theory. And also, it may have gone as far as the whole Oswald alone thing. You know, Connally was always kind of suspect of all that. He wasn't, you know, he didn't sound like he was all in on that single bullet theory, which has been perpetuated forever and destroyed by a lot of scientific investments and investigations and everything.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism. Another American youngster has taken an adventure on the wrong flight, except this time it took him out of the country. 16-year-old Logan Loss was scheduled to board a Frontier Airlines flight from Florida to Ohio, but instead he says he got put on a plane to Puerto Rico. Frontier Airlines has apologized to the teen and his family for the mix-up. 2024 will be a leap year, giving folks another day to add to the calendar. Leap day gets added to the end of February every 4 years, mostly to keep our dates in sync with the natural seasons. While we count 365 days in every year, it actually takes the planet roughly 365 and a quarter days to travel around the sun. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Speaks of the power of, you know, of the government. I mean, because the government has all these media entities under control. Radio, you know, as far as the radio concerned, you know, with the FCC, you know, could, you know, tighten down the screws pretty quick. And and then other governmental agencies to put pressure on the newspaper, you know, profession as well.
Well, one of the relevances here is what happened back then happens today. Mm-hmm. And that's why I tell people, why do we worry about this? Well, there should have been more questions asked about the JFK assassination, exactly. Just as there are today. Don't accept anything, left or right or middle or whatever it is. Do your own research. Check into things. You know, you can't trust anything because you're right and landing on the media. Back then, all of the newspapers, the television, all this, they all bought the Oswald alone theory. In fact, I found where CBS did a 3-part program. People can look at it on the Internet. Mm-hmm. Bringing in Cronkite, Rather, who are the other big, Morley Safer, all their big guns, and they did all these experiments on how many bullets and everything
right.
else.
Right, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and they came back with, hey, the Warren Commission got it right. Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
And it happens today. You know, every once in a while out here, and I did yesterday about a radio show in Dallas that's coming out with a 3-part series this week. That just basically is still Oswald alone. I mean, they haven't done their research whatsoever. But you have to think about this. Okay, what's happened here? LBJ and Hoover have buttoned up the holes about anything other than the Oswald alone theory. They've done that.
Now, by the way, he qualified as a marksman, which is barely qualifying in the Marine Corps. I know, and personally, and then with the $29, you know, rifle, and I don't care. I mean, even though he's in a kill zone, and you know the limousine slowed down, that's still. I mean, the chances of executing those shots. I mean, what are the odds, Mark?
Yeah, that's for sure. And Dorothy, we're going to talk about when she interviewed Jess Curry. The Dallas Police Department police chief, when she went out to investigate and everything, and in Daly Plaza and all that, he told her the shots, he sent his officers to the overpass. So there's all of that. But let's look at the media back then, because they're all buying this Oswald alone conclusion. If you believe my research, here's what I believe happened. First of all, Melvin Belli was on call. I have a witness who was right there with him when a waiter came up and said, you'll never guess what happened. Some guy named Ruby just shot Oswald. And Belli said, well, now I'll have to defend Ruby. So I think he knew about the assassination before it happens. Mm-hmm. They then go ahead and Ruby kills Oswald. That shuts Oswald's, Ruby shoots Oswald. That closes Oswald's mouth. Another loose end. Now Belli uses a psychomotor epilepsy insanity defense that nobody, including Dorothy and the jury, believed, because it makes Ruby look crazy.
Yes.
So now all of these holes have been filled up and everything, but there's one problem out there. All the media is going along with J. Edgar Hoover, but there's one problem, and her name is Dorothy Kilgallen. Because I want to tell you just quickly how she got involved in the JFK assassination and why.
Exactly.
They were close friends in New York City. He used to go to her home, and I have proof of this, playing charades. They met at different restaurants in New York City. Mm-hmm. And then he invited her to the White House, and she brought along her 3-year-old son, Kerry, who was the love of her life. And they went to the White House, and Pierre Salinger set it up for a meeting in the library, and Dorothy and Kerry are there. Here comes the President of the United States, and he shakes Kerry's hand. Mm. And Kerry had brought letters from his third-grade class.
Oh, wow.
And JFK makes a big fuss over there, gives him a PT-109 pin, all of this. And you can just imagine how honored Dorothy was and how much that meant to him. Mm-hmm. So, in fact, the very first column after she cried about JFK's death, her friend's death, it said something like, what I remember is a tall man stooping over a little boy, making a fuss over the letters he brought from his third grade class. This is the man who was killed in Dallas. Wow. So you see, it was personal. Mm-hmm. Now, you have to go back with Dorothy a little bit. Not only was she the star on What's My Line, the CBS show, for 10 years, she had a radio show, and that was watched by 10 million people every Sunday night. Mm-hmm. She had a radio show listened to by a million people a day.
Exactly.
She investigated the Dr. Sam Shepard case, which became the fugitive, the Charles Lindbergh baby kidnapping case, all of the big cases at the time. So she was a very Ethel Bailey, who I practiced law with a little bit in the 90s, said mm-hmm. She was one of the best criminal trial journalists I ever saw, one of the best, and she was. So now she's going to get involved on a personal basis. She goes to Dallas. I always like to say right now, there's so many so-called experts out there who have written books, spoke about this. They're doing it right now in conferences some places in the country. Mm-hmm. They were not there when the JFK assassination happened. You weren't. I wasn't.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I've been able to use Dorothy's evidence in her investigation because she shared it with me in some ways, and I could find it, especially like through Morris Wolf and others.
Right.
So anyway, she goes to Dallas and she starts in, and the first thing that she does is she goes to the Jack Ruby trial, and she listens to the testimony, and you remember that he had said that he just happened by the Dallas Police Department. Went inside, and there happened to be Oswald. Well, she found out from the testimony of a parking garage guy from across the Carousel Club that Ruby came in the day before he shot Oswald. On the phone, he heard Ruby say he would be there when Oswald would be transferred. He'd make like a reporter to get into the basement, and he would use his police friends to help him. Dorothy later wrote a column about all of the police friends that Ruby had, including those that were a comp at his Carousel Club and all that.
Exactly.
And all that. Mm-hmm. And so right away she knows that Ruby's not telling the truth about what happened there, as many people wondered about too.
Right.
So she's got that information, and it really concerned her. So what does she do? She's at the Ruby trial. Her first column was about Ruby and how he would prance across the courtroom, and here was a guy who nobody ever knew about, and now he was a star. I think it said, Ruby Stars at Last was the name of the column.
Right.
Because he wasn't unknown. He was a mafia wannabe, all this, and now he's a star. So then it just out of the blue, Belli's co-counsel Joe Conahill and I have this information and this interview up on the DorothyKilgallenStory.org that people can learn more about Dorothy and all the things I'm saying. Conahill says to Dorothy, Jack Ruby would like to talk to you. There were 400 reporters at that trial. She will be the only one who interviewed Ruby there.
Wow.
So you can see her in the courtroom with her files against her chest. They meet behind, and this is proven, behind a railing separating the spectators from the counsel tables. They talk for about 8 to 10 minutes, as she tells people at that time. Now, you're going to say to me, wait a minute, Mark, right now you got to tell me and my viewers and listeners what he told her.
Right, exactly.
I'll explain to you why I can't.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and you'll understand. So what did she do with that information? We don't know exactly what she said, as I'll tell you, but what did she do? The first thing that Dorothy did was go to New Orleans to investigate Carlos Marcello. She was
exactly.
So smart. You know, I used to, with my criminal cases, with all my murder cases, you always look at motive. You got to look at motive. Well, who has the greatest motive to silence JFK? And that has to be, in her mind, Carlos Marcello. So she goes to New Orleans. She takes a kind of a beefy hairdresser with her to protect her because now she knows she's kind of in danger because Hoover obviously is looking over her shoulder with these Oswald Alone columns and other things she's doing. He knows she's talking to Jesse Curry. So she's starting to get scared. She takes this guy with her, and they're about halfway through, and she gets a phone call, and she tells the hairdresser, go to the airport, get on a flight right now, go back to New York City, and don't ask me any questions. She stays a bit longer, and we believe from what he told us, what he did in an interview and other things, that she had connected Oswald, Ruby, and Carlos Marcello. She goes back to New York City, and we can talk about Marilyn's death in a little while, but she does the same thing that made, same mistake that Marilyn made.
Yeah, we're going to have, just heads up, Mark, we've got about 11 minutes left here, so just in terms of pacing, so go ahead.
Thank you. Let's move on.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
So we'll talk about Marilyn. They were blabbermouth. Marilyn talked about what Bobby Kennedy and Jack Kennedy told her, going to the press with it. And that's what led to her death. Dorothy goes back. She says, I'm going to crack the JFK assassination investigation wide open. And then her hairdresser says, you better be careful. And she says, I'm afraid for my life and my family. I bought a gun. If the wrong people knew what I know about the assassination, it would cost me my life.
Wow.
And Dorothy Kilgallen, without going into details, on November 8, 1965, she's found dead in a bedroom she never slept in. Wearing her eyelashes, her hairpiece, and her makeup, wearing clothes she never wore to bed. There's a book on her lap, upside down. Anybody with any sense will tell you that's a staged death.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Can you say it? Staged, yes.
Right. So the medical examiner comes later in the afternoon with the police. But before that, the reason I can't tell you what Jack Ruby told Dorothy Kilgallen is that, according to the butler, and his daughter confirmed this, just after Dorothy's body is found, the FBI raids her apartment. They come rushing into the apartment. They go up to her office on the fifth floor, and they confiscate all of her files and documents about the assassination and about a book, a manuscript, that she's writing, a tell-all book about the assassination. So what happens? The medical examiner sees an empty Seconal bottle by her bed and believes, okay, this is another celebrity who overdosed. The conclusion they come up with is she died of an overdose of barbiturates, circumstances undetermined. Now, I have since interviewed Dr. Michael Bodden, who you know that is, who had a radio show in New York, and I asked him about that because I said, Dr. Bodden, you signed the autopsy. He said, no, I didn't. I said, it's right here. I said, was that the conclusion? Overdose of drugs, circumstances undetermined? And he said, well, we didn't really know how she died. It was suspect, but we didn't really, you know, so that was a bunch of bull as well.
Right.
So what happened was that we're able in the books, starting with a reporter who knew too much. I'm not going to go ahead and get into it. We don't have time, and that's okay. I can show you exactly how Dorothy Kilgallen died. But believe me when I say, when they did a little review of her bodily fluids a couple of years later, two toxicologists found three barbiturates in her system, phenobarbital, Tylenol, and Seconal, a lethal dose of barbiturates. That's what killed her. And when people say to me, why do we need to pay attention to Dorothy Kilgallen and her research, I say, because they killed her.
Right.
She couldn't write that book for Random House.
Yeah. Wow. Well, in these last 8 minutes, let's, if you can, Mark, let's unfold the RFK Marilyn Monroe story.
Yeah. Well, collateral damage, you know, wasn't supposed to happen. I was going to quit with the reporter who knew too much.
Mm-hmm.
Then I found the Ruby trial transcripts, and I wrote Denial of Justice. then I was going to quit. But I never bought Marilyn Monroe, committing suicide. And I found a column by Dorothy 2 days before Marilyn died. Dorothy is on the upswing. She's going to Marilyn's on the upswing. She's going to Hollywood parties. Right. She has a love now in her life, a bigger name than Joe DiMaggio, who she was married to, the baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
She's got Broadway offers to play in New York. She's got movie offers, all this. So once I saw that and I found out that Dorothy and Marilyn were good friends, I thought, wait a minute, that does not sound like a woman who would have been suicidal.
Suicidal, yeah, exactly.
And that was the determination. The front page is Marilyn Monroe commits suicide. No investigation there, by the way. So anyway, I started looking into that, and I decided that, who did Marilyn Monroe have any love affairs with before she died? Who else could have silenced her? Well, first I looked at JFK because they had a very short relationship. You might remember she sang Happy Birthday to him in Madison Square Garden in that see-through outfit. We'll never forget that. But that short-lived. And then I thought about Bobby Kennedy. And I was able to find through my documentation at the National Archives and through witnesses who were there that Bobby Kennedy was concerned, and so was JFK. Marilyn Monroe was going to talk to the media about matters of national security that JFK and Bobby had told her, including JFK's setting up the assassination of Castro. And I have a CIA document that proves that.
Right.
Well, they obviously couldn't let her do that. So I thought Bobby Kennedy is the one who could have been involved here. The document also said that he had a torrid love affair with her in early 1962. So I knew that. I proved that he was in Los Angeles the night before when Marilyn died. And so I was able to piece that together in terms of Bobby Kennedy having been complicit in Marilyn Monroe's death. And only one more point about that. If Bobby Kennedy would have been prosecuted for being complicit in Marilyn Monroe's death, based on all the evidence that I have and others have, there would have never been a JFK assassination because he would have had to resign as Attorney General.
Right.
Which means that, of course, there would never have been a death of Dorothy Kilgallen because she wouldn't have had to investigate a JFK assassination because there wouldn't have been one. So I've been able to link those three deaths, and I just want to say, finally, none of them got the justice they deserved. Certainly, JFK did not get the thorough investigation he should have had. Marilyn certainly didn't, and Dorothy didn't. And that's just sad. It really is sad. And on the 60th anniversary, you need to think about JFK and the positives and all the things he could have possibly done, getting us out of Vietnam, saving us from a nuclear war with a missile crisis, civil rights, all of that. But we'll never know because he was killed.
Yeah, it wasn't so much that, he was holding back the forces to get us involved in Vietnam. And it was, of course, it was LBJ who immediately, when he took over as president, next thing you know, we're sending thousands of American young men and women to Vietnam.
Yeah, somebody mentioned that yesterday, and I guess that wasn't my recollection. I thought we were more involved, but LBJ was the...
He was listening because what happened was, you might recall, Eisenhower had warned JFK about Vietnam. He says, this is going to be a huge problem. You got to be careful. And he also mentioned at that time, I think it was one of the first times we heard about the industrial military complex.
Oh, yeah.
And he said that they were going to really drive this issue and he needed to be mindful of it. So through, out his presidency, he was able to hold back the forces. And, and there's, of course, some story there that was another potential reason for why JFK had to be taken out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that, too. And it makes sense. But the whole cover up of the Warren Commission, see, none of that this was ever investigated. That's where I feel like all of the researchers out there should be very upset. And now go back into the commission and look into it even more. There's got to be more information out there. I'm not that smart a guy. It's out there. So really ask the questions and find out even more than I found.
Well, it's kind of like trying to figure out all the shell companies that the Biden family has hiding foreign money. I mean, these guys operate at a level. The deep state operates at a level of their own control, and they know how to protect themselves. and if we'll ever, you know, get the whole truth and nothing but, God only knows. But this is the problem with the truth that is quite bothersome for people who lie, is the truth eventually finds a way out, doesn't it?
I do want to deny that I have any assets hidden in Swiss banks, okay? That's not anything I'm denying.
There was no reference to you, Mark.
I don't want any congressional investigations of me, that's for sure.
Right, exactly. So in terms of this new evidence that has been coming, of course, you know, you've been pulling on strings of evidence, you know, for over 15 years now, as you cite. And, you know, some, I'm sure, have taken you to rabbit holes. Others have been quite provocative in starting to put this more and more together. So we've got 2 minutes left. I'm going to let you kind of summarize, you know, your recent findings, where we are today on, you know, the 60th anniversary of the assassination of JFK.
Well, what I want to do, too, is let people know it's markshawbooks.com. That's my website. And I answer every single email that comes to me because I'm always worried that I won't get something. For instance, not answering Morris Wolf.
Yes.
So it's mmshawin@yahoo.com. I think there's another connection here with Marilyn, Dorothy, and JFK's death, and I think that's the death of Robert F. Kennedy in 1968.
I was going to ask you about that.
I'm not going to go into that today because we don't have time, but it has to do with motive. And you might just think in your mind, who had the greatest motive to have killed, Robert Kennedy killed? Well, just think about Carlos Marcello for a minute.
I was going to say, well, wasn't that Robert Kennedy's first statement when they told him that his brother was, he goes, it's Carlos Marcello.
The guy from New Orleans.
Right.
Now Marcello knows that Robert Kennedy is running for president. If he becomes president, what's the first thing he's going to do? He's going to come after me, Carlos Marcello. I haven't been able to put the links together yet, but I'm going to work on it. And maybe one of these days, you know, I'll come up with enough information we can talk again. How about you?
Well, always look forward to talking with you, Mark. You're always welcome on the show. Again, remind everybody of the website so they can get their hands on your book. And as you say, this opportunity, what we've shared with them, hopefully motivates them to, you know, do a deeper dive. Find out for yourself. Own your own knowledge, as we're fond of saying here on this show. So, again, the website they can go to?
MarkShaw.com, and then the email mshawin@yahoo.com. And Fighting for Justice, I think the way it's written and Morris Wolf's photograph and everything is in there, I think that will really shock you because there's even a little bit more than I was able to talk about today. Yes.
Exactly. Well, Mark Shaw, again, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
You too. You're a good man, Bill.
Thank you. Again, our thanks to Mark Shaw and our thanks to you for joining us today. For more information on the show, to be a part of this mighty movement to return to God, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and give you peace. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.